Hey everybody, it's your doc, Jeff Buski, creator and founder of Limitless Dentists, where we've cracked the code to gamifying the system to unlocking power, productivity, and profitability, all while building practices and lives that matter. Welcome to Jumpstart with Jeff. Today's topic is this.
What you tolerate can eat you alive. So, listen up, my dental savages. If you've ever ran a practice, a dental practice, if you've ever owned a dental practice, if you've ever built a dental practice, what I'm talking about here with tolerance and that being able to eat you alive, you can definitely relate to. If you've only worked in an office, yes, it can be stressful, but it doesn't feel like the weight of something that's hunting you down. But when you own, manage, build, you deal with a lot and deal with a lot of stress. And you deal with the feelings of overwhelm. And oftentimes in the dental space that doesn't get often talked about, what's up, Trent? It's not often talked about necessarily the dark side of dentistry, where those feelings of overwhelm, stress, and burnout are a very real thing. And what I have found is as my tolerance goes up, my standards go down. And if you followed what I put out a live yesterday, if you miss it and you want to go back, look it up, the fact that there is no perfect practice. Check that out. And that's the truth. Gosh, I've been practicing now for 27 years. I would consider our practice to be a very successful practice. But just as I stated yesterday, there is no perfect practice. There's no perfect team. Just like there's no perfect marriage, there's no perfect parenting for your kids. Especially with kids, there's no instruction manual that comes with them. Each one's individual and different. But I get concentrated and hyper-focused on some things, and sometimes you take your eye off other things. And one of the things that I want to hyper-focus on this year that is important to me is culture in our practice and in our office there. Because it's something that I've seen that has started to slip some lately. And the reason I talked about, if you've ever built a practice or owned a practice, is that you know all the blood, sweat, and tears that has to go in that in order to create that, in order to be successful. And it takes a long time to build, or it can, but it can take a very short time to start to deconstruct that or destroy it. And one of the ways that that can happen is from a toxic culture or a culture that starts to tolerate a lot of things. And it's kind of the difference of when you have something that is a little bit of drama in your life, you can handle things when they're drama. What's up, Justin? And you can handle things when they're a little bit of drama. Or you can ignore it, bury your head in the sand, and then one day you're going to wake up and it's going to be trauma. These are like the guys that run around and are like, oh yeah, my marriage is great. It's awesome. I've ignored my wife for years and years and years. And then all of a sudden they figure out that they're getting served with divorce papers. They're like, wait, what happened? It's just that. You've never dealt with things when they're in the drama phase. And when I can see as a leader that, hey, some things culturally are starting to slip in our practice, then I want to address it now. Well, it is early on and where we can go ahead and rectify that. So I think that there's four very important outcomes that as a leader in your practice or in your business, that you have to be willing to play, and that you have to be willing to play out, I should say. And outcome number one is a very easy one. That's, hey, this outcome is going to be win-win. That means that everybody wins. Second outcome is win-lose, meaning that I win and you lose. A lot of times that's, hey, it's going to be my way or the highway type of leadership and authority, utilizing positional authority to get and create what you want. Or there can be lose-win, where I'm going to give up these things on my part to make it right for everybody else, but I'm going to be willing to suffer for that. I've seen a number of guys who've taken and sacrificed so much for their teams that their take home has been minimized so poorly that it's ridiculous of what they're bringing home to try to live off from. They're sacrificing all of this to try to make everybody else happy. So what do we have? We got win-win, we got win-lose, we got lose-win. But the fourth one that nobody talks about very often is you have to have the willingness and the ability to really play out an outcome of lose-lose.
Join the Limitless 90-Day Intensive to get 25-plus years of proven real-life results, all distilled into an unmatched experience that helps you create limitless power in 12 weeks or less, so you can ultimately take your practice, marriage, and life beyond the next level quickly. Save yourself decades of guesswork and painful mistakes. Apply now at www.limitlessdentistacademy.com.
And that takes a lot of guts and a lot of balls to play that one out. What do I mean by that? That means that you have to have the willingness to be able to walk away and nobody wins. Why would you do that? Well, if you have such conviction in your purpose and you have confidence that that is the way to go, then that confidence breeds certainty. And that certainty is, I'm going to live out my purpose no matter what. If that requires a lose-lose, and that's a consideration as a leader that you got to make. And as a great leader, that you have to be willing to risk. So yesterday I talked about there was a few things coming to head in our practice that needed to be addressed. And so we had a little come to Jesus meeting today, this morning. And here's the interesting thing. Like when I look at masculine leadership, it is not by force, and it is not by obligation. It is actually by invitation. And a lot of really great leadership comes to bringing someone to be able to get them to make a decision. That is being able to lead other people in a way that is massively powerful. Because what I have found over my lifetime is there's very few people that are used to making really powerful decisions in their world. And there's a lot of times where that's when you see objections come up, your case treatment planning and case presentation. Objections come up because they're not used to making a powerful decision for themselves. So it's easy to pawn off things. Tell me if this sounds familiar. Oh my gosh, this is just not the right time. Wow, let me check with my spouse. Or, ooh, that's a lot of money. Man, yeah, those are some major objections that come up when people are not used to making powerful decisions. So as a leader, part of your leadership is looking at moving people to make a powerful decision. Y'all resonating with this so far? So, and that's exactly what I do with the men in dentistry that I coach. Is lead them in a way so they can start to make powerful decisions with themselves, give them the tools to operate with in order to lead themselves powerfully, in order to make powerful decisions and get to a level of what I'm talking about today, having the certainty to make decisions that can have a huge impact and that sometimes can be high risk. So the decision that I left my team with today was this. When things are not level up, and this is where I get back to tolerating, when my tolerance is up, my standards go down. And when I evaluated things, I've looked at, gosh, I let some of the standards slip in our practice. And that's on me. So it's my responsibility to take that responsibility and take action with that and look at rectifying that and course correcting that. So that's one of the nice things is that just because your leadership becomes an invitation does not mean that you're a doormat by any means. It means that you uphold your life to the standards that you set. And that's true in business, that's true in marriage, that's true in parenting, that's true in friendships. There's standards, and there's standards that we can choose to operate by and live by. And with all of that, we get to make decisions. So today, my entire team got to make a decision. That was this. Here's the standards that we have agreed to play by, and this is what we're going to live up to. If you cannot live up to and play by these standards, then you will no longer be a part of this team, and you're welcome to find your new happy place. There is the door, and I will fully support you in your decision to go. But if we're going to stay, here's how we're going to operate. And this is how we're going to agree to be as a team. This is the culture that we're creating. And this is how we're going to operate. My entire team had to make a decision by noon today, if they were in or out. That's where it comes down to, hey, this could be win-win, win-lose, lose-win. Or I had to play the game of lose-lose. I had to be willing to risk laying it out there to where my entire team could have said, hey, Jeff, nice knowing you, but I'm out. I don't agree with it. I don't want to participate in it. And that's not the way that I want to operate. They could totally choose out. Could have lost my entire team today. But when I had conviction and when I had certainty that this is the direction that we are going and that we have to go, and this is going to be part of fulfilling our purpose, then I can lead in a way and lead confidently with certainty to look at inviting them along on the journey. And that's what it is. As I mentioned before, it is an invitation, not an obligation. And when you can have enough certainty and enough confidence, it makes it a lot easier to enroll others to your vision and to where you're going. When you don't have that, you have a lot of people that check out. People want to be a part of something that's bigger than them, and they want to be a part of something that gives them purpose. I also like it when not only do we have purpose and direction, but we also are creating something that's fun and a great place to be, and a place that I'm not only proud of, but a place that I look forward to coming back to and delivering great, amazing dental care, and taking great care of our patients, as well as taking great care of our team members, and built on a foundation of integrity and respect, as well as taking 100% accountability for oneself. And when things need to be course corrected, taking radical new actions when today. So, my friends, when you look at it, and you look at it in your world, the question I have for you is, where in your world are you tolerating something? Where in your world have you been tolerating something for a long time? I look back and I remember one of my cars that I had a chip in the windshield, and it was maybe about a couple inches long, and I could have easily gotten it fixed, and I tolerated that crack for 6 months. Guess what? That crack reached more than halfway across the windshield. By the time I was done, I had to replace the whole windshield. That was a lot more expensive of a fix than just getting something easily done that could have been done very quickly, very easily. And that's what I mean by handle things when they're drama, as opposed to waiting for that drama to build and build and build and then become trauma. A lot of you are very used to doing that, not only in your practice, but in your marriage and in with your kids. If you bury your head in the sand, you know, the rest of your butt and everything else is exposed and is going to get kicked. That's just kind of the way that I look at the world. So answer that question for yourself today. Where in your world are you tolerating things? And have you let your standards drop? Write that area down. Maybe it is in your dental practice. Maybe it is with your team. Maybe it's with certain patients that you've tolerated. Maybe it's in your marriage. Maybe it's with your kids. Maybe it's with some friends that need to have some feedback in order to clean something up. Maybe it's you tolerating your current level of your health and your fitness and where you're at there. So take and write that area down. Where are you tolerating something that you know is below your normal standards? The second thing I want you to do is then write out, what are my new standards on that? What do I want to raise the bar to? And then the last piece to this is, okay, now that I know this is the area that I'm tolerating, what are my standards? Then very easy thing to have happen here. Third part is, what is the best next step that I can do today to approach that? So that's all I've got for y'all today. Have an amazing day. Trent, Justin, Marinold. Thank you guys for joining. You guys have an amazing day. Peace, power, prosperity. Give it away. Have an amazing day, y'all.
Thanks for listening to the show. If this podcast episode resonated with you, make sure to reach out and send me a direct message on Instagram at Dr. Jeff Booski. That's Dr. Jeff Booski. Look forward to chatting with you. Till next time.